This call is being recorded.
All right. So welcome, everyone. I want to just say thank you for being on the call with me this evening, and thank you for supporting these calls. I want to start off with the agenda. First of all, there will be announcements. Then I'm going to talk about quality control. Then I'm going to bring my guest speakers on. That's Linda and Grant. They're from Lake Country, BC. They've recently completed TAFE. And then I'm going to talk about the herbs for injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And we'll have an opportunity to ask questions as well. All right, so here we go. Number one, announcements. On July 21st, put that one down on the calendar if you happen to live in the Kelowna area in the Okanagan Valley. We're having our Vitality Meet at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club Saturday at 9:30 a.m. And the fee for that is $20, which includes breakfast. During that time, our whole agenda at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club is muscle testing. I will be available to muscle test minerals. There are acupressure points on your body that represent different minerals, and we will be muscle testing them. The next thing I want to announce is I'm in the process of putting together TAFE Team 43. We have two registrants, and we have several inquiries. If you happen to want to do TAFE, or if you happen to know someone who would like to do TAFE, please let me know. TAFE, as you know, stands for Taking Action for Your Health. It is done via teleconference call, 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week, until all 40 lessons have been completed. At the end of it all, we do completion ceremony. During each lesson, you state your accountability, you state your commitment, and you receive a 5-minute profound lesson. It's new learnings for you, and it gives you a sound direction. It took me over 30 years to figure out TAFE, to put it all together. TAFE follows the laws of nature, and everyone who does TAFE gets results because TAFE gives you the formula that you need to follow and the pathway to take responsibility for your own health. It's like TAFE is almost like an underground movement, and I'm so excited to be a part of it, and I'm so excited to have an incredible team all over Canada who are a part of it as well. TAFE is really kind of a self-care revolution. It is about transforming the health of nations. As you know, in my world, there is no such thing as cancer. Why do I boldly state this? The reason I state this boldly, there is no such thing as cancer in my world, because actually cancer is there for three reasons. Number one, nutritional deficiency. Number two, poisons in your bloodstream blocking the circulation of nutrient and energy flow. And number three, fear causing mental and emotional stress. And TAFE, of course, explains the solution to all of these. I want to now move into quality control. And this is information that I want to share with you. This is quote Stephen Horn. The first and most important reason I love Nature Sunshine is their quality control. I've toured Nature Sunshine manufacturing plant, which is open for anyone to tour, and personally have seen the great care they take in manufacturing their products. I've also spoken at length with the head of the quality control department, Linda Hammonds, and know that she won't compromise the quality of Nature Sunshine product in the slightest. Nature Sunshine tests, and retests every ingredient and every finished product that they manufacture. They test for microbial and chemical contamination to make sure that the plant material is from the right plant, that it is the right plant part, and has the right profile of constituents, meaning it was properly grown and harvested. Linda Hammonds personally audits vendors that supply Nature Sunshine to make sure their facilities are clean and operating to Nature Sunshine standards. This includes vendors in China that supply raw materials for their Chinese herbal line. The products coming out of China are frequently contaminated with pesticides and heavy metals. And Nature Sunshine is one company I completely trust to ensure that their Chinese herbs don't contain any of these contaminants. I've heard people criticize Nature Sunshine for not being organic. Well, the truth is that organic doesn't mean best. Wild-crafted herbs aren't organically grown. But in most cases, wild-crafted herbs are better. Furthermore, organically grown doesn't mean contaminant-free. Nature Sunshine actually manufactures to a higher standard than organic because they guarantee their products are contaminant-free through their rigorous testing. And for those who are concerned about sustainability, Nature Sunshine also seeks to ensure that their wild-crafted products are sustainably harvested, something that's very important to this industry. Nature Sunshine is one of the manufacturers of supplements that is NSF certified. You can click to see the list of NSF certified supplement manufacturers. Most importantly, however, Nature Sunshine has been a pioneer in quality control for herbal products and supplements, and their quality control is second to none in an industry that often has problems with people adulterating or mislabeling herbs and products. And that comes from Stephen Horan, Master Herbalist. He's an amazing teacher, and he has taught me as well. So one of my cancer client said this: you cannot force people, but I know it is a good product, and I know the program works. I trust you. And that's quote, bacteria who overcame stomach cancer. The stories that I receive from numerous cancer clients who have overcome cancer prove to me the following: that Nature Sunshine products are meticulously quality controlled, that Nature Sunshine products have a high amount of nutrition and energy, that this is a one-stop shop. You have all that you need with Nature Sunshine, that to be successful, all five pillars must be addressed, which are injury, inflammation, elimination, circulation, and infection, that all kinds of cancers can be overcome, that this program is more accurate than scientific studies, as all the variables that affect cancer are controlled within this program, that it can take months to overcome cancer, not years. Oftentimes we hear of chemotherapy products where they state you have to take it for 5 years. You don't have to do this for 5 years. That this program is relatively inexpensive, that you do not have to travel to a foreign country, that you can do this program easily in the comfort of your own home or in the comfort or of your own working environment, that most people do not believe that they are capable of overcoming cancer with nutrition. So I want to now move to introducing you to our guest speakers, and that's Linda and Grant. Grant was diagnosed with kidney cancer at one time in his life. He's going to talk about his story, and he comes from his heart. It's very profound. And Linda is his wife. So I don't know who will speak first, but they'll have to tell me. Is it you, Linda, or Grant?
It's Grant.
All right, Grant, you're on. Thank you, Grant and Linda, for accommodating this phone call on this day. Thank you for that. So go ahead, please, Grant.
Well, thank you very much, Donna, and welcome to everybody to this call. It's a profound, life-changing event. I was diagnosed actually with two types of cancer. One was colon and one was kidney. I've gone through many surgeries. I've done the chemo, routine, and I keep standing, and that surprises the doctors quite tremendously. To make a long story short, when I met Donna, I was in search of something more to help me with my health, and she quickly provided me with this TAFI program, which I'm very grateful for at this time. When a person is diagnosed with cancer, many things change. You start looking very hard and very far. And the world also tells you that you're just a number, a statistic, and that you will die. I disagree with that statement to this world. Some of the things that I've noticed that have changed in my life is that I'm healing better. I'm becoming more focused, which is a job and work in progress. But understanding herbs and minerals and how they exactly work within the human body is a tremendous lesson I've learned. I also learned that anybody out there can do this if they so wish to desire to. Just for example, just recently I had gone for a liver biopsy because they thought I had restarted cancer in my liver. And I went for this biopsy, and the surgeon who performed it, he did the biopsy, and we got talking. And at the end, he became very open and said my liver looked very, very good and healthy. And he didn't think there'd be any problems with it. But before I went for this biopsy, I started doing some liver work with LAVA and other minerals to update my control of my liver problems. When my results came back, my personal physician phoned me and told me everything was good, that there's no problems, and I'm just follow up with your cancer appointment at the cancer clinic. I so did that. I went in, and lo and below, I found it to be very odd that they wanted to do another biopsy on me. And I am not going to be doing that because it all came back good. My blood counts are good on all levels. But it seems to be that there are some people out there in the industry that are don't give up, and they look for disaster at all corners. And I say no to that in my heart. But I'm still standing. I take my minerals. I take my vitamins. One of the biggest things I found is the shakes. They do help. They sort of push my day along a lot better, give me more stamina in my body. I tend to still have a focusing problem with my memory and that, but Donna has shown me a way how to eliminate it, and I'm now in progress of doing that. That's with probiotics 1-1. And it has decreased my severe headaches by, I'd say, like by about 90%. And it's such a nice feeling waking up in the mornings not knowing that you're going to always have a sore head, not wanting to function in the world on that level. But for anybody out there who is in the cancer situation, you have to take self-accountability for yourself to where you go and what you do. And what I mean by that is that you gotta set out and look for what's going to help you and to understand it. Everything is curable. I learned that. And with help with a few people and a little bit of time, things do heal and get better. Never take it that it's going to be a quick fix. It never is. It all takes time because your body has to work on its own cycling time in healing itself. So in saying that, that's about all I can really say for myself, what's going on in my life. Finding things are getting better and better. I'm very happy for that. And that's about how I see my life at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Grant. And I'm just going to ask questions if I may be the first one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Grant, can you please tell us why you had the headaches that you do and why you lost your focusing ability and why you had a difficult time with speech?
Well, to put it very simply, they've run me through so many different types of medications. I've had medications that have somewhat burnt my stomach, literally. They've made me on medications that I've fallen asleep with, that I have to take them at night so I can be awake during the day. And one of the biggest things was the chemotherapy. It really knocked me for a loop mentally and physically and within my speech pattern. It's coming all back, but it's going to take time. It's everybody's choice out there. I guess I got to say it this way, in how you want to approach your health care. And for me, after being through everything I have, I already have made my own decision that there will be never no more chemotherapy, and there will not be no radiation, even though I've never, ever had it. It's just going to be one day at a time and working with it.
Thank you, Grant. And I just want to ask again, were you prepared for the types of side effects that chemo and those other medications gave you? Were you prepared for that?
No. I found that they are very secretive about what they do in the industry. I've had one doctor, and we were very good friends. We could talk about just about anything. And I was in his office one day just for a regular checkup as I was going through the chemotherapy. And I had mentioned to him about my feet and how they were blistering. And without a blink of an eye, he didn't even realize it. He says, well, let's see what the poison has done to your body. He stopped very, very quick in his conversation. And he stopped and he looked up at me. And it was like, oh, I should have never said that. And I told him it called for what it is. And after that, it opened up the doors. And we really did talk about everything there is about chemotherapy and what goes on with these drugs. And that was a very eye-opening moment to see that doctor to really come forth and explain things.
Grant, did you know at this time that chemotherapy was a poison to your body?
Yes and no. You're told so many different variations. And that's why I say people should take the time when they are asking you to do these type of programs. I've learned that there's always more than one way to treat an event in your life. And I found that out when I went for my kidneys. We got up to three different options that we could do for my kidneys. And it's always out there. You got to ask. You just don't accept the first answer.
That's such a profound statement. Don't accept the first answer. Just keep, what you're saying is keep searching.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Does anybody else want to ask Grant any questions? Okay, as you know,
I would like to.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'd just like to know how Grant heard about the program and about practical solutions to cancer.
Actually, it was my wife. We were on a drive on the west side of West Kelowna, and she wanted to stop and at this Thrives, and I go, okay. And we walk in there, and she's doing her purchase of minerals and that. And I seen a book on the wall, and I seen Donna's face on, and it was like, I need to know this person. Like, it was very profound. And that's how I sort of got introduced to Taffy, was that way, because Donna had an open house at the mineral shop. And there was a really, really good connection between us. I could see there was answers, and she was straightforward to me. That's how I got introduced to the programs.
Okay, and your wife, I guess, obviously was in there because she believed in natural medicine already, correct?
My wife believes in it quite strongly. And when I was going through my cancer, she was always against the chemo and that. But she had to let me make my choices.
Yes.
Either if they were good or bad, because it's my body, my mind, my spirit that has to be satisfied with the outcomes.
Okay, thank you,
Grant, and thank you. Was there another question? Okay, I just wanted to bring something up here, and that's in regards to choices. Grant, I want to say this. From the information you gave me, when you were first diagnosed with cancer, you did not know you had a choice. Is that correct? You did not know there was another way.
I've heard of other ways, but it was always out of country. But you're the first one that I've heard of.
I have to chuckle about that, okay? I heard about other ways, but it was always out of the country.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah.
So, you did not know that there was another choice within the country.
No, not that close.
It's right here on our back doorstep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's available for anybody who wants it. And so, I want to make that clear. When people think that they're making a choice, not really, because they have not been totally immersed into the other side, that side which is outside the box of conventional medical thinking. And so you really didn't, you heard about it, but you didn't know it. That's the difference. Any other questions that you want to ask Grant?
I heard about the liver concern. What can you please tell me what specific supplement from Natural Sunshine you take?
Well, I took there is a couple of them that you can do. I did LIVA. And also you can do what is LIV-C, and they both work quite well on the liver in detoxifying it and healing the liver.
Uh-huh.
What I found with LIVA is that when I had started it, I felt a real big movement within inside my stomach and over towards my liver. You could actually feel good movement.
So LIVE, how about LIVC or LIVC?
LIVA and LIVC.
Okay.
They're both for the liver.
So you take those capsules every day, or you have some certain days in a month or in a week?
Not both at the same time, because each one works a different way within the liver system. I never do anything more than a couple of weeks, and then I stop because you got to remember your organs and that within your body need to rest.
Okay.
And when we are working on your liver or your kidney or your heart or whatever, you always have to give a period of time for rest within it.
Okay. Okay, thank you, though.
Okay,
I will ask.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Maybe later I will ask you, Donna, about the cat's claw, if I will continue daily or the same as stated as Grant, that you should be having rest. Do you think it's a good idea to have the same as Grant, like leave
No, not with
no.
cat's claw. No, not with cat's claw. Because cat's claw, you're continuously opening up the lymphatic system. When Grant talks about a rest for the liver, even when we do taffy, we do a 3-day liver cleanse. And then we continue with cat's claw and smoothies. And then you could do a 3-day liver cleanse again. So that's, and I think you did it for 2 weeks at a time. Is that right, Grant?
Yeah, I listen more to my body when I do it.
Yes.
And when my body says it's enough, I stop, because your body is your biggest communicator to you. And when your body starts to give you the feeling, like for me, when I cannot take, it's just not anything like pills or any sort. If I cannot get them to my mouth and get them into my mouth, I know it's time to stop, because my body is telling me that you gotta stop for a bit. You gotta let the body work itself out. Type deal. Everybody's body has a way of signaling when they have enough, when they need to have a break.
Thank you, Grant. And that's a good lesson for all of us. If we could just get in touch with our inner intuition, we would know. So, thank you for that. Any other questions of Grant?
Grant, did you do oral chelation for your liver?
What was that?
Did you do oral chelation for your liver?
No.
Okay, and that's something that you may want to do, Grant. That will enhance it and clean the blood of a lot of the chemotherapy debris and so on. You just haven't done that yet.
No, I do more through the clean my blood. I go more through the MCs and all that.
Yeah, okay. And so that's
isn't
something
the
that you may want to do in the future when you are ready.
Isn't the MC part of the chelation and cleaning the blood?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It totally is.
Go ahead. MC is taken for a long time.
Yes, it's. When you do MC, you do it for 1 month for every 10 years of your age.
Yeah.
And MC is excellent to clean metabolic waste from your bloodstream, to clean out heavy metals, to clean out sticky cholesterol, to clean out, let me just see, things like mercury, lead, aluminum. Okay? And that's something that I am presently doing. I have done MC chelation many times, but it's now part of my program as we speak. I am taking 5 MC twice a day.
That's a lot, Donna. How come so much?
That's part of the chelation program. The chelation program says take 5 2 times a day.
Did you update your chelation program?
No, I didn't. No, it's always been that way. You start off with 1 2 times a day, then 2 2 times a day, then 3 2 times a day, and it says work up to 6 2 times a day.
I'll have to revisit
it's
that.
It's always been that way. Okay, it's not upgraded. It's always been that way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and I'm going to turn the time over to you, Linda. Go ahead, please, Linda.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell my part of the story here. And how I became involved was basically I've done a lot of health in the past. I'm an Access Bars facilitator. I'm also do Reiki and things like that. And like I said, or like Grant said, is like, well, how did you get into Nature Sunshine and that? And it was because I'm into herbs and everything, and I'm so, you know, I'm going to say, put a blank. I'm so against the medical because of what I've seen. I was to a conference way back in, I think it was about 2010, of what vaccines and everything does to a person's body when you have like a flu shot or babies get it. And I was just horrified. So from then on, I started changing my way of thinking. And I know herbs help. But my lack of information on herbs, you know, that's why I was searching. And, you know, I was going in for, because I've had health issues myself. 3 years ago, I ended up with a blood clot in my leg from my thigh all the way down to my calf. I just about died. Then a few months later, I ended up with a kidney stone that it was so big I could not even pass it. There, once they removed, because I had to have it surgically removed, when they removed it, my body was full of toxins that I went into, I think it's antiseptic shock, where I could have died there too. And it was like, okay, this is a wake-up call. Twice in 1 year? So I've always been searching more on the herbs and everything, I'm spiritual, so I've asked, I needed something or someone to help me with this. What do I need? And that day we went into Thrives and there was something on, you know, to come up with Donna Ross, and I unfortunately couldn't go see her the date that we were supposed to. I had to go for a course in Alberta with my work, and some of you know me, and I work a lot of hours. Like right now I'm just in between work to help, you know, be on this call, and I'll be working again till probably 11 o'clock at night. But in saying that, I'm also saying, you know, I have people who give me excuses about I don't have time. Well, you know what? I don't have the time, but I found the time to do it. I did the Taffy course, you know, in the mornings, and it is so, this course is amazing. It's so thorough that, you know, even a young person can understand it. And I have to thank Donna so much for, you know, putting the effort and work into this course. And for me, it was... I've learned, you know, a lot of the information, like I received, on how to take control of my health. And if I don't have my health, I won't be here to watch my two grandchildren grow up. You know, I still have to be careful. I'm on these medications right now because I'm also a diabetic. I'm on some of these Western medications, and I've always keep on talking to my doctors. Okay, can we cut them back? Can we cut them back? And they always say no, so I'm just like, okay, why are you saying no? Is it just for, to me, like, because I know from other doctors that they were getting, you know, trips to go fishing and things like that. I learned that through somebody who worked there. And I just like, wow, you know, I don't need some of these medications, so I'm really working towards getting off of them. And so I'm grateful for the knowledge, and I have to say, when I started the TAFI program, I did a BSQ, which is a body systems questionnaire, and it was 98. The highest ones I had were, like, for structural was 14. Urinary, which I've had problems with the urinary, that was 12, and respiratory was 11. I have to say, I did really well after the 8 weeks. My total was 40. So, and the highest marks was like intestinal was 7, structural was 6, hepatic was 5. Like I lost 58 points. Like that's huge for me. Like I thought, wow, that's a big achievement. you know, and it's just, you know, sticking to the program and, you know, it's hard. Like, you know, there's times when both Grant and I, like, okay, you have to just, you know, stop. You know, you can't have that. And for being a diabetic, like, before I could feel the sugar, like, in my, you know, if my feet were hurting, I know that had to do with the sugar. You learn with this program because you clean out your system when you're not having sugar. It's a difference. You have more energy. It's a huge change in your health. And you start reading your body. You get to understand what you need, what you don't need. I have to say I have more clarity in my brain, too, because I have to, because I'm always on the computer and, you know, I have to a lot of times think fast in what I have to do. So, and a lot of my problems started, well, you know, I had vaccinations when I was younger. I had the mercury fillings and things like that. I got them all removed. The only thing I have to check, and I'm, next time I go to the dentist, if I still have a root canal, but it could be hidden underneath my bridge. So that's the only thing in my mouth. Mold introduced to, you know, house cleaning products. Well, gee, I used to, you know, use a lot of, you know, Mr. Clean and things like that, that have a lot of chemicals in it, thinking that, oh, I have to use this because it's the only thing that's going to disinfect and clean. Well, there's other ways of going around that. As I learned, it's finding the information and, you know, finding out what other people are doing, asking. Don't be afraid. And, like, sometimes I still, like, today was an incident I got somebody, like, I was talking about the program and everything. And, like, you're going to have the non-believers, and that's okay. Because to me, that's a learning lesson for me on what I'll be able to say and, you know, have a better answer for them and things like that. So my mission is to work on my healthier body and the nutritional plan for long-term use, not just a short-term. My vision was to, I'm still visioning to lose another 60 pounds because I have lost weight when I was doing the TAFI program as well as inches. So that's learning how to eat the right foods and using the nutrients that you get from nature sunshine products. I use cat's claw for, you know, to get my lymphatic system, and I do ionic breathing. I'm going to continue, you know, to hike and swim and do a lot of walking. Working out was something I hadn't done for a long time. And this winter, I started to do, it was actually called what, it's a, when you go and work out anyways, and it's like a boot camp. And I put my body to the test, and you know what? I was really shocked I could do it. So that was great. So I'm staying away from grains, sugar, and, you know, legumes in my diet, which really helps. I noticed my stomach, because before I used to have, like, my stomach would hurt. I'd have pain all over my body. And what I use for that, you know, also, I do a smoothie every day. And for me, I use the Nature's Harvest as well as the Chi Mineral, the Collagen Plus, and I drink lots of water. Cleansing, I was using like the psyllium hulls and also the colitrim, but I'm stopping that. I'm going to doing the LBS2 more because I find that it works a little better for me at this time. So I guess like Grant says, you give your body a little bit of rest on certain things, and that's going to, you know, help clean my bowel, liver, and kidneys. And in a few weeks, I'm going to do a parasite cleanse. I learned a few years ago, you need to do parasite cleanses because you don't know what you've eaten in the last, well, all your whole lifetime, and how many parasites you could have in your body. Structural, you know, like chlorophyll. I really love the chlorophyll because it cleans my blood. And one of the things I'm on is like a blood thinner, and that is one pill I want to be off. Like it scares me. MC for my heart. So just looking to help my body with, you know, a vitamin B12 and also calcium and magnesium. Just want to learn a little bit more about that to add that into my daily routine. And I'm just thanking basically Mother Earth for the products that she's giving us. You know, she's supplying all this natural products for this. And I want to say thank you to Donna Ross for helping me with the taffy course. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Linda. And does anybody have a question to ask Linda?
I only have a comment to make to her.
Go ahead.
Keep up with the program, and you will be off your medications. I have proof in my own household.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Is that Juanita?
Yes, it is.
Juanita, okay, as you know, Juanita has been cancer-free for 8 years, and what awesome advice. Stick with the program, she said, and you will be off your medications within a year. Is that what you said, Juanita?
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed, she said.
Less
there
than,
you go.
I would say less than that.
Less than a year. Less than a year, guaranteed.
For that remark, as I do not, like, they want to actually laser my heart because I'm AFib, and I refuse to do that. So I really thank you for that comment.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you. There you go. You see those kind of words of encouragement. There's Juanita. She's done it, been through it, experienced it all. And guess what her big word is? Guarantee it. I love it. Thank you, Juanita.
You're welcome.
Okay, any other questions of Linda or comments? Comments are good.
This is Roman. Hi.
Go ahead, Roman.
I was a bit late, but I'm listening very carefully and just reflecting on, you know, the life experience. And I can only add some comments, encouragement. You take your life in your hands. Example, I wanted to ask doctor to make a decision for me to extract 7 root canal teeth. And he gave me a beautiful plan of restoration. And talking about extracting root canals wasn't any discussion about it. So I was waiting almost 8 months to grow deeper in really taking care of my health. And believe it that I make decisions in my life only, no one else. And after Grant's sharing about Dr. Gorel, I went straight to the same clinic, not being aware before that Dr. Gorel was in the same clinic where I went last September to extract my teeth. So anyway, I went straight to Dr. Gorel. Thank you, Grant, for sharing, and thank you, Donna. And he said, I am in with you, Roman. Let's do it. Let's remove that dead teeth from your mouth. So it was, to me, was really shocking at the beginning, but I took the action, immediate action. Very, how to say, very heavy on my body, and surprising Dr. Gorel and his service lady. We extracted 4 teeth closest to the brain in 3 hours and a half. 4 days later, another 2 root canal teeth on the low jaw. And after almost 10 days of the first extraction, another last one, which was with deteriorating tissue and looks like beginning of something very, very bad.
Like cancer or something like that, Roman.
Yes.
I also want to say that for those that are on the call today, I want to say that Roman also used Silver Gel, Silver Guard, cat's claw, chlorophyll, so that he didn't have to resort to antibiotics. Roman is also a TAFE grad, and I say congratulations to that, okay?
Yes,
because
you.
We have so much fear around not taking antibiotics. We never
yes.
think about the damage that antibiotics can do to our bodies.
Big,
we never think
time.
Of that. It's so programmed that we get the prescription, we do the antibiotics. We
yes.
forget that the laws of nature says that there are plants that can help you clean out the waste debris that could lead to infection, and that's cat's claw in high doses. And it's silver gel and silver guard.
Besides of it, high doses of chitone and chlorophyll, like, I don't know how many, 5 ounces a day, plus high doses of vitamin C, 18,000
milligrams. There you go. Okay, so that we understand there is a different way, and we don't have to resort to the drugs that are out there. Thank
yes.
you for that comment, Roman. And is there any other comments for Linda or any questions for Linda? Okay, so the last part of my talk is of this session is for me just to go over the herbal program for everyone. All disease conditions need to be addressed by following 5 pillars. The 5 pillars are injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, circulation, and I could add the 6th pillar, and that's psychological support. We heard Grant this afternoon or this evening, and who was his supporting people? There were his wife, Linda. There was Fran. There was myself. And we all worked together as a team to give that person that psychological support because Grant had made a decision in his life and we respected that decision and we were there to support him. We heard Juanita. She also had a supporting team. I think she had her husband. I think she had her children. She had Lynn and she had me. There was also a supporting team because we live in that fear of I'm going to die if I don't take on what the most common people take on. And so there is that fear of the unknown. So there's the psychological support that goes along with it. So let's go back to injury. There are stem cells in every gland and organ of your body. They are your little carpenters. And so when there is an injury, they're called to action. They need to have the correct building materials in order to replicate healthy cells to repair the injured area, the injured organ, the injured gland, whatever that may be, the injured brain, whatever that may be. And this is where the grocery store bought foods simply do not provide enough building materials for those little carpenters. I absolutely know that because if that were true and we could just go to a grocery store and buy the right foods, we wouldn't need to resort to superfoods and we would just totally be healed. And this is not happening. This is why we absolutely must resort to quality controlled superfoods. And I stand by Nature Sunshine just like Stephen Horn does. So this is where you heard Grant, you heard Linda, you heard Juanita, you heard Roman. We all did the same thing, or they all did the same thing. They resorted to the superfoods, and we do them in colors. Red is Chinese mineral chi tonic, which is not available at this moment. So we use essential liquid minerals, and we use IMMC for the missing herbs. And we do this as a smoothie besides eating the right foods, which is avoiding all grains, all legumes, sugar, fruit juices, alcohol, pop. Then we look at inflammation. Poisons in the body cause inflammation. You heard Grant talk about poison. That poison was coming from chemotherapy. There are many poisons. You heard Roman talk about poisonous teeth. There are many sources of poisons out there. And if you are diagnosed with some sort of horrible, no-hope disease, you absolutely need to find where those poisons are coming from and address them. That's why taffy is so powerful. You learn what those poisons are. You not only learn them, you take action around them. And then, what do we do once the poisons are in the system? We use protease plus enzymes. They go into the bloodstream. We use them on an empty stomach to clean up undigested food particles in the bloodstream. We use colostrum. There are these anti-nutrients in present-day grains called lectins that cause leaky gut, get into the bloodstream. They can clog up your kidney. They can clog up your gallbladder, causing kidney stones, gallstones. They can clog up your joints, causing arthritis. They can get into your brain. And there is the product called colostrum, which is scientifically documented to bind those toxic lectins and clean them out. And all you need to take is two times a day of colostrum on an empty stomach and two times a day of protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach. We also use cat's claw combination to address inflammation. It opens up the lymphatic system. And it's another one that you can take for a long period of time. Your lymphatic system is like your carburetor. It will move toxic waste debris, toxic poisons, out through your elimination channels. It will get rid of infections for you for that reason. It will strengthen your entire intestinal tract. It will improve your digestive system. It will enhance the workings of your liver. This is one you can take for a long period of time. Then we move to addressing elimination channels. We often think of elimination as only the bowels. That's part of it. We've heard Linda speak about taking LBS2 and psyllium hulls. And now she said she's just going to take LBS2. And pretty soon you find out exactly which one your body prefers. And for her, it's LBS2. We've heard Grant speak on the kidneys. He has done that one-day kidney flush more than once. It's a simple one-day kidney flush to enhance the elimination of fluids through the kidneys and to help to heal the kidneys. And to do the flush, you need chlorophyll, you need K, it's just called K from Nature's Sunshine, a combination of herbals that we call K specifically for the kidneys, and you need hydrangea. There's a specific way of doing this. And then we address infection. In cancer, there is a fungal infection. In multiple sclerosis, there's a fungal infection. In Parkinson's disease, there is a fungal infection. And the anti-infection fighters or the antifungal fighters that we have is PAPA. However, PAPA is presently not available. They just don't have enough supply. And it won't be available till the beginning of July. But no problem, because as Linda called it, Mother Earth always provides you with an option. and that option is Podarco. So you can use Podarco, which is also antifungal. Then there's that combination called ET. It's also antifungal. So you have options to clean up the fungal infection. And then we address circulation. This is where we use that incredible tablet. And this is a designer tablet that was put together by Dr. McCausland. I think it took him a year to put it all together. It's got the right amount of vitamin C in it, the right amount of vitamin B's and E's and A's, so the right amount of vitamins in it. It's got some minerals in it. It's got some bovines in it, bovine adrenal, spleen, and thymus. And it's also got herbs in it, like butcher's broom and ginkgo biloba. It cleans out heavy metals from the bloodstream, metabolic waste from the bloodstream, sticky triglycerides, cleans out sugar from the bloodstream. That's MC. And again, we use it in high doses, working up to taking 5-2 times a day if you are a person that weighs about 150 pounds. More if you are heavier than that. We do this 1 month for every 10 years of your age to clean up the bloodstream, to get that blood circulating and flowing. Then we take our body temperature, because when the blood is clean, the body temperature will go up. Cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 37 degrees Celsius or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Even if the temperature drops by half a degree Celsius, your immune system decreases by 35%. This is huge. We focus on body temperature so that you can get your health back. So with this, I'm going to turn the recording off and we'll ask other personal questions that won't be recorded. Just give me a second.